For one of our ongoing Seniors Sharing news stories, I spoke with Barbara Bonney at the Bath County Senior Center in West Warm Springs. The reflections and values these active seniors share brighten any day, and visiting with Mrs. Bonney was true to this again. I asked her about some early memories, and she recalled clearly her older brother was a teacher to her in some years before she got to go to school. It was too far to walk from their home in Healing Springs to the Unionhurst School in Hot Springs. When some authorities realized there was a whole neighborhood of children not going to school, it was time for a change.
So my mother was the first lady bus driver in Bath County. They helped her to get a car, and they paid her to drive us to school. She had a little car full of little kids in her car. She'd take us and bring us back and forth to school. So she was, I don't think that's really ever been really mentioned that much because, you know, I think it should be mentioned.
Mrs. Bonney's mother was Marie Kendall Stewart, and we are definitely making note of her here on AMR. When I asked Barbara if she could recreate some of the route to school and morning routines, she continued.
We were all stuffed in that car. Maybe about four of us. We would sit on each other's lap and whatever. And then we also had another neighbor. As she came down through past the hospital, there was a lady named Mrs. Wingo, and she picked up her son, Leroy. And all of us went to school. And in the evening, she'd pick us up again.
Mrs. Bonney had several examples of how different elders had guided her to adulthood.
Well, in fact, I had a teacher in high school. His name was Mr. Hill, and he used to say, "Stewart, if you got it, show me you got it." Then later on in years, I started to work at the homestead. And my favorite supervisor was Miss Elsie Gazzola, and she would take me with her everywhere she went and showed me everything she could think of. And she said, "One of these days you're going to be doing this." And she was true. She was right. Because actually, I became a supervisor.
There were times she worked a little in different departments at the homestead, but mostly Mrs. Bonney was in housekeeping.
I've had some doozies, though. But the last crew I had before I retired, they were good. There was an older lady named Barbara T, and she was from Covington. I just loved her. And she was dedicated, very dedicated. Her work stood out. You could tell the older people that were dedicated because they took pride in their work.
Once a younger new employee was more than rude to her about issues of race. Mrs. Bonney assured him he would need to work with her for a while and get to know her before making such a judgment. Now, many years later, and with Barbara Bonney being a social media savvy elder, there is a happier resolution to the story.
Just a few days ago, I was fiddling with my phone, and I saw him. He befriended me on Facebook, and I accidentally called him. So he wrote on the Facebook, "Yesterday I talked to one of the finest people I ever knew." And he said, "I was so glad to talk to her."
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.